mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna take a freight train.
The 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
News and views, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll get to the phone calls in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to get in on that Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline, bathinnovations.com. I'll tell you a little bit more about Bath Innovations later in the 10 o'clock hour. But I have Dave Mowry with me. Carolyn's in the studio shagging phones, and she was complaining during the break that not enough people have been calling today, and she's bored. So you can cover her up, 272-9228. She'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to talk to her. You don't even want to go on the air. You just want to say hey to her. Thank her for valuable service to Local Talk Radio. And let me say this about Local Talk Radio. I moved to Montgomery in March of 2000. My friend Bob Gambacurta, who passed a few years ago, was on the morning show on Cumulus 1440 at the time.
And it was Gambacarta in the morning. And I listened to it every morning, getting ready. I'd flip over to WACV and listen to Don Markwell. And then after that, there were pretty much just national shows the rest of the day that both stations would pipe in.
Mm-hmm.
And the national shows were okay, yeah. But if you wanted to weigh in, you couldn't call.
Right.
If you did, you couldn't get through. Actually, I've been on two national shows. I was on Jim Bohannon's show one time, and I was on Michael Medved's show one time. Yeah, that's... You talk about... I was a younger man at the time. I was in my early 20s both times. And hey, I've always been fascinated by talk radio. I've been fascinated by the mechanics of it. And then talk radio kind of went through a dark period for a while in Montgomery. Markwell sort of left the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of was a ship without a sail for a while. Dan Morris finally found his feet, I don't know, 6-8 years ago. And my friend Kevin, I'll give a shout out to Kevin. I do like Kevin. He's a good friend of mine. He's on a competing station, but I don't want to leave him out of the discussion because he does a great job. And he truly is a great, great human being that I respect highly. But other than that, I mean, it just sort of, and then Greg showed up and Greg started doing his thing. And then there was an opening here on this program on this station from 9 to noon. And then Joey's got his own show. You can go far and wide from Bangor, Maine to San Diego, from Seattle, Washington to Miami. You will not find very many talk radio stations that give you 15 hours a day of local talk radio.
Local talk, yeah, that's right.
You will not find very many. 14 and a half of those hours done live every day in this studio. Even when we were just at 12 hours, then Joey got the 13th hour. 12 hours of local talk radio, it's unprecedented. Huge. It's almost unprecedented. If it's happening somewhere else in the country, I don't know where. I've looked at a lot of talk radio stations. I try to get better at our craft. I try to study it and look into it and see what's going on in the world. And I have looked at hundreds of radio stations around the country, dozens of talk radio stations, good ones, big market, small market, medium market. Nobody does 12 consecutive hours that I've found of local talk radio, much less 15 hours of local talk radio every day. With phones that are mostly open all day that you can call in and weigh in on. Hosts that are accessible, you can find them on Facebook. Dan Morris, Joey Clark, me, Greg, Rich, Jay, Emily, Dave is on Facebook. Jack Campbell's on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook all day. If I left somebody out, I apologize. I'm not trying to. Terry Adams on Facebook. Our friend Rusty and David, both on Facebook. You can interact with folks. You can send them messages. You can call in. We go out in public. I tell you where I eat all the time, Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
I wander around Eastbrook Flea Market. You can find me there a lot of days. I mean, it's just, this is a treat. This isn't something that happens very often. And there are some people who are on the outside looking in, either had a bankrupt radio career and are terrible at their craft and got run off the air, or never were able to make it, you know, never able to cut it. And for whatever reason, you know, even one poor soul who I don't actually dislike, who I left on hold one time for 10 minutes, and he has been battering me on Facebook ever since. Those are two separate people, by the way. Both borderline crazy, both listen to every second of every show, and both comment like a mentally deranged lunatic on Facebook on a regular basis, and that's fine, you know, to each his own. But when one of the chief law enforcement officers in the entire county calls you and tells you to stay away from him because he's probably dangerous, because he's that out of touch with reality, that tells you something about your detractors. And this former radio host, I definitely have had that phone call from law enforcement telling me if you ever see him, walk away, because he's so out of touch with reality, he's probably armed and dangerous. I assured him the guy doesn't own a gun, but whatever. But that's just reality. That, you know, that comes with, and Dave will figure this out the more he's on radio. Jack has figured it out. Joey has figured it out even. You know, the more you're on radio, the more people are going to recognize you when you're out and about, and the more you're going to have psychopaths that dislike you for whatever reason, for one thing you've said, and that will never, ever get over it. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't worry about that. But one thing that bothered me recently was... One of the detractors spreading the rumor that Jack Campbell's not on the radio show because we're at odds with one another. And nothing could be farther from the truth. I'm going to see Jack today. I went and saw him a few days ago. I've seen him a couple of times already while he's been in the hospital. Jack is recovering And he is now comfortable with this. The sort of the official position has been he had a minor surgery, and he did. He had a surgery recently, but he had some complications from diabetes and had part of one of his legs amputated. And that, for those who have gone through it, is something you recover from and you come back from.
Yep.
But not something you're going to be doing radio while you're in the hospital with it, or while you're in rehab recovering from it, or in the days immediately following. There's going to be a lull. There's going to be a gap. Jack is mentally very strong and healthy. So any rumors you've heard that way are wrong. Jack is friendly with Dave and me and Blue Water and everyone affiliated with the radio station and the program. So that is wrong. Obviously, I think his best friend sits to my left today, Carolyn. He's friendly with her. So, you know, everything's fine with Jack. There's nothing wrong with Jack. But I will say this for those two people in particular. You guys are the face of true evil. I've never been more convinced of that than I am right now as I sit here. Anyone who would take a story they know nothing about and start spreading rumors that Jack and I have some sort of a dispute, or Jack and Blue Water have some sort of a dispute, or just to try to gain an advantage or make me look bad or make him look bad, you are evil. You are truly evil. In fact, I think anybody who listens to this program for 15 hours a week, every week, appointment radio, never misses it, and the only thing they ever say are negative, horrible, awful things about me, I think those people, I think that person in particular is pure evil, 100% pure evil. Probably irredeemably evil, but that's for God to decide, not me. I hope God has mercy on his soul and forgives him for the wrongs in his life. I hope he finds comfort and peace in whatever lousy, miserable, lonely existence he has now. I do. I hope he finds comfort and peace in the midst of that, because it's got to be a miserable, horrible existence to be completely alienated from your family and every friend you've ever made. Because something you will never hear out of anyone's mouth is, oh, I've known that guy for years and I love him. What a doll. What a great guy. In fact, what you'll frequently hear is, here's how he screwed me. Here's how he attacked me. Here's how he alienated me. And you would think after 60 plus years on earth and alienating everyone, including your own family and your married families and your biological family, you would think after 60 plus years of alienating absolutely everybody, at some point you would realize, what I'm doing doesn't work. Maybe I should try a different tact in life. Maybe I should treat humans as well as I do those stupid animals in my house. Maybe I should be nice and say nice things about people. Maybe I should be a light to the world instead of constant darkness and sorrow wherever I go. But if he's unwilling to, I'm still going to do what I do on the air, and the show is going to continue doing what it does. It's going to be wildly successful, one of the most popular radio shows in the history of Montgomery. But every now and then, I do get comments from people who say, what the hell is going on? I suggested, for example, last week that women ought to think about whether or not they're going to be able to stay home with their kids when they're young. And if not, whether they would be able to arrange some sort of child care that meets their standards, rather than just try to dump them in some state-run care somewhere. And that got translated into three different people calling me or texting me saying, are you suggesting I shouldn't have kids because I work? No, not at all what I'm suggesting. Those are the mentally ill ramblings of a lunatic. A lunatic who's so out of touch with reality that if I sat here and read pages of his divorce proceedings, which I will not do. I threatened to do that last week, but I'm not going to. It's not fair to his ex-wife and child. But if I sat here and read those things, you would see allegations of abuse so shocking that you would stop taking him seriously. And it's frankly disgusting and repulsive, but whatever. Is what it is. But anyone who would trade on the fact that Jack's in the hospital to try to damage this show or me individually is evil. Period. End of story. Evil. Jack deserves better. I deserve better. Dave deserves better. Carolyn deserves better. Blue Water Broadcasting deserves better. Anyone who would trade on the fact that Jack's been missing without knowing the facts and run with a rumor or create a rumor based on their belief of me or Jack or this program or this station is a truly horrific, evil, horrible person who needs to get up in the morning tomorrow, look in the mirror, splash yourself with face, go find a priest or a preacher, confess your sins to God, and hope to God he has mercy on your soul. 272-9228.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, just a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Welcome back in, 20 minutes after 10. I'm feeling much better now. The Goodson Group, guys, 551-0225. Get in touch with them, thegoodsongroup.com. These guys are masters of the universe when it comes to real estate in the River Region, particularly Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson has been in the business for 40-plus years. He's one of the greatest mentors in the history of real estate in the River Region. Period. End of story. No questions asked. He runs the finest real estate school in this Tri-County area. Period. No questions asked. If you have any questions at all about real estate, about buying a house, selling a house, renting your real estate property that you own, having someone manage that for you, so all you have to do is go collect a check from the mailbox once a month. If that's the kind of life you want to live, assets, money, making money, if that's what you want to do, The Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com. You can look for houses right on the front page of thegoodsongroup.com. Lots and lots going on over there, thegoodsongroup.com, the real estate school, always jam-packed, always exciting, always fun. Bo is a dynamic, entertaining speaker who uses real-world examples. It's only 3 hours a week. That's it. just 3 hours a week. You got all the rest of the week to do the homework, get questions answered, everything like that. He uses timely, topical examples. It's a truly relevant real estate class. 551-0225. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Give Bo Goodson a call. Tom Baudette, you're on the air with Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
And Mr. Mallory, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Fine, fine. I just wanted to share with you that I'm truly grateful what you just said on the radio about Jack. You know, I was, you know, thinking he was under the weather. That's the only thing I was thinking. But I miss him, and I know you miss him, too, because the two of you work together very well, at least from what I can tell by listening. Just give him my best, and if there's anything that I can do, help with the stair lift or something like that to get him back into, you know, getting going, I'd be happy to help.
Well, I will let him know. A lot of people have asked. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people have asked how he's doing, and I do pass along the well wishes. People who text and say, what can I do for him, I let him know. And, you know, I don't think he necessarily wants a deluge of people running through his room, but... It is nice that people ask. Bud, you're on the air.
Good morning, Baron, and to your co-host there.
Dave, yeah, how are you?
Thanks, buddy.
You know, I again, just like the previous caller, I understand your frustration, and I'm an old man compared to you. What do you say? You're about to be 40?
I'll be 40 in December, yeah, 39.
Okay. I'm well past you. But as one Christian to another, just always remember this. Jesus said that broad is the road and many thereon that lead to destruction. And there is the gate and few that go the path to salvation. With that being said, understand the majority of your listeners might be on the broad road. And so their thoughts might be, I'm trying to think how to politically put this. They don't see the best in people. They only consider the worst in people. They think gossip. They think negative thoughts. Now, I've listened to you for many years. I've listened to Jack. And Jack, if you're listening, brother, I'm praying for you. With that being said, just consider the majority, a lot of people out there do not have positive thoughts. Their thoughts run toward negative thoughts. And so, don't be surprised when you hear those comments from some folks. Just understand where they come from. And I am thankful for what you said earlier today.
Well, thank you, Bud. I appreciate it.
Have a blessed day, brother.
Likewise. I've been listening to Bud Call Talk Radio for a long time, probably longer than I've been on the air. So I do appreciate his words. I think we have somebody who has information about the Elmore County tax vote. Is that correct? Brian?
Yes, sir.
Did I say that correctly? You know what's going on and we don't?
Well, I know a little bit more than what you said. I had been in contact with Millbrook's Mayor Al Kelly. He was unaware of the vote completely until I brought it to his attention a week ago. Apparently, this thing through the school board has been on the books since January 1st. They made no attempt to let the Elmore County residents know anything about it. It is supposed to be a continuation of a tax that is state mandated to continue that state mandated tax, which is 10 mil. According to what Mayor Kelly told me, it is a tax we are already paying. The state is currently administering that tax. And this is just a continuation, voting to continue the tax. And also to get somebody in Elmore County to administer it and take it out of the state's hands where they get their money off the top. There are a lot of questions. Tusada Town Hall actually has the tax, whatever you call it, that they post before a vote is to go on. I got it from there. I heard it from somebody else, and then I read it and posted it up on Facebook. I have a couple questions.
Can you, just real quickly, I want to ask you questions since you seem to know. Tell me what is going to change. If you vote, if the no vote carries the day, does the tax go up or down in Elmore County?
According to Al Kelly, the tax does not change. It just means that the state continues to administer it.
Right. That's what I said. It just changes the way it's distributed. It changes the place it goes. Tell me the change that will be made if the yes vote carries the day.
If the yes vote carries the day, there's a one mil tax that'll go into effect, I think, in 2021. And then it's slated to bump up to a 3 mil tax later on.
But does that happen either way, whether the no or yes vote wins?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But my question to you is, as an attorney, why do we have to vote on something that's already been state mandated for every county in the state?
I think you have to vote on how it's distributed, though.
Yeah.
I think that the requirement that it be collected is law. How it's where it goes when it's collected and how it's distributed is not yet figured out, and they've put it to the ballot test for whatever reason, either because they were statutorily required to, or maybe even constitutionally required to. I don't know the answer to that. This was something that was This was something that was done basically under the cover of darkness, that they did not intend for people to find out about it. They wanted to get few people as possible voting for it. I mean, that's the only thing
that's
I can figure. My question as a lawyer is, is this legally on the ballot? I've asked that question of a couple people. Prior to today, I've asked that question, and I can't get a real answer. Is this legally on the ballot or not?
According to what Mayor Kelly told me, it is mandated in the state constitution. So does that make it
that
legally
it goes
on
to
the ballot?
That it goes to a vote?
Probably. It's probably one of those weird esoteric things.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, but there's all sorts of stuff like that that people have to vote on.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess it has to do with...
Well, let me tell you, it's going to happen. The vote taking place right now.
Well, I mean, the thing is...
Yeah, I know. I already went and voted no.
Okay.
Why?
I'm telling you, because whatever it is that they're trying to slide through on us, that they haven't made any attempt to let anybody know, I don't want any part of.
So, from what you just said, that... Earlier, what Al Kelly told you was that the state administers it now, and then it will go to a local entity directly.
So basically, what you're saying is
want to keep less of the money. Because if the state gets it,
no,
there's going to be a cost to administer.
What I'm saying is that when you actually sit down and read the four pages of documents four short pages that it supposedly explains. It leaves you with more questions than you have answers.
I want to know how much it's costing the taxpayers to do this election. Why couldn't they just throw this? If it doesn't take place till 2020 or 2021, why not just throw it on the next primary ballot or the next general election ballot? I haven't answered that question, but do you know why they're doing it in April instead of on the next primary or general election ballot? Well, because they don't want many people to vote.
Well, that's probably true. They want to try and slide it in under us and... For whatever it is they're hiding, I don't know. Because they didn't print it. It wasn't in print that I got. And even Mayor Kelly, when he was trying to explain it to me, was really like, I don't really understand all of this. He actually called one of the city commissioner or county commissioners and talked to him before he called me back. And even though I think in his mind he did a good job of explaining it to me, he still didn't really understand what it was all about.
Yeah.
My lingering question is it normal for the sheriff of the county to sign this document that we're going to be voting for?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I do have to run, though, but I appreciate your call. 272-9228. I don't know that I'm any more clear now than I was before Brian called.
I think it's one of the, I mean, to me, it sounds like it's one of those things that's like a stupid vestige of our stupid constitution, and you have to vote on stupid things a lot. And so, and instead of, and look, the public entities can't advertise one way or another against us. They can't take school board money or county money or city money and give it to somebody that does political consulting and say, no, they didn't.
They ran a robocall.
Well, right, but I mean, what is that going to cost you? What I'm saying is
more than a penny,
maybe. What I'm going to say is it's hard to raise money for. I don't see anything nefarious here. I think it's just something stupid that they're trying to clear up that makes it easier for them to administer the money. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything nefarious.
I mean, would you rather your local guys get their grubby hands on the money, or the bad people in Montgomery get their grubby hands on the money before they pass it to the local guys to take their grubby share and then pass it along to the taxpayers? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're just cutting out a middleman here somewhere, which is usually a good idea.
Yeah, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce at Midtown Pizza Kitchen all week? Are you kidding me? Yes, yes, yes. Take a nostalgia tour to the kitchen, folks. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location? Right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Sometimes at the bar area, you can find one Baron Coleman or David Mowry or even a Clay Sharp, an 84, posted up in or around the bar area at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Carolyn's been known to haunt the place. She likes the lasagna.
Savannah is one of the best barkeeps in the city of Montgomery as
Absolutely. She keeps your beer cold and full, I'll tell you that. I drink it so fast it doesn't get warm.
That's the right way to do it.
Three sips. 16-ounce beer. You should be able to do it in three sips. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, my friend. 16 beers on tap. Great wine menu. It's Tuesday, which means tomorrow is?
Wine Down Wednesday.
Wine Down Wednesday. Everybody's favorite day. Half-price wine from open to close. Guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get over there. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce. Award-winning pizzas. Your favorite pasta specialties. Come on. Get by them when you get a chance.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, sales of new homes rose in March for the third straight month. Analysts say that lower mortgage rates and rising wages are behind the strong growth. And there's some good news for home buyers, too. The median sales price fell to about $303,000. Shares of Verizon are lower. The company's core wireless business lost phone customers in the first quarter at a time when Verizon was offering fewer promotions and focusing on upgrading to a faster 5G network. Shares of Twitter rising after the social media network reported higher profit and a record number of daily users, signs that the company's efforts efforts to make changes are working. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Three reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. One, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. Two, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. Three, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
After 10 o'clock. This hour of the program, you guys know, Midtown Pete's Kitchen, Alabama Home Mortgage is such a generous sponsor of this program. They have been with us almost 5 years. This program will turn five in 2 months, 2.5 months.
Best Deal Day.
Yeah, Best Deal Day.
Frenchie.
That's right. We launched on Best Deal Day.
Is that where that comes from?
No.
Oh, wait, because that would, yeah, okay.
Because that would require some sort of intellect right. to put that together. I was already Frenchy and decided to launch on Bastille Day because of that. Bastille Day was a Monday that year, and I thought, you know what, if we're going to launch, we were going to launch the next week. And I was like, right. Nope, let's move it up to Bastille Day. And we opened with the French National Anthem on day one, if you recall. I still have that show.
That's
awful.
Hilarious.
Oh my gosh, it's the worst radio show I've ever heard.
I didn't hear it, thank God.
You heard it pretty early, though. The first week or two was, oh my gosh. It was
I heard long. Like day three.
Gosh, it was terrible. Anyway,
we're better now.
Alabama Home Mortgage, for some reason, saw something in that program early that they thought, you know what, people might actually one day tune into this thing. Maybe I'll be their first advertiser. And they did. And people tuned in. They became wildly successful. But I have no idea what the hell Kim Williams was thinking.
She was thinking this is some cheap advertising, is what she was thinking.
You mean I can get a live spot for 50 cents? I'm getting in early, boys. She was buying futures. She was buying advertising for 5 years.
Hey, sometimes it works.
Right. Paid up front. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. One of my favorite people in the entire River Region. She has saved my family money. She has saved so many families around the River Region money because they can refinance or they can finally get out of a rental house into the house of their own. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223, or check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. It's 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. The Bath Innovations guest hotline, 272-9228, if you want to be on the program. 84 has joined us.
Yes.
Were you working, sir?
I was detained. There was an incident in Pentlala
And as the mayor, I had to take care of it.
I sent him a text. I have the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office app that sends me traffic alerts from around the county. And criminal alerts, but mostly traffic alerts from around the county. It's a great app, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. You can download it, and they'll say, and you allow the push notifications, and they'll notify you if there's a traffic incident or something near you. Or a manhunt, which out in Pike Road we get from time to time. I was looking this morning.
Yes.
And it said there was livestock, a dead livestock in the road that has shut down U.S. 31 at 11800 block.
Well, my
old address was 11887 U.S. Highway 31, Pentlala, Alabama.
It was right across from Felicia's driveway.
Yeah.
That's it.
And my house was next door to Felicia's driveway.
Yeah, the driveways marry.
And so they do. Yeah, they come out together. And so I was concerned it might have been one of Felicia's cows or Cousin Mitch across the street.
Nope.
Who I used to work for. It was not a cow. 84, nope. The mayor of Pentlala has joined us for the express purpose.
Not a cow.
What was it?
It was a horse.
It was a horse.
Got exploded, didn't it?
I'm talking.
Somebody got really excited.
Beyond exploded.
He's riding down the road. Let me get at them horses.
He was into horses.
Next thing, he was really big into this horse.
That Shoreline truck was big into horses, I guarantee you.
With what we'd call a cow catcher.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, I saw that, and I figured for sure somebody had hit a cow.
Yeah.
And if you know a cattle farmer, hitting a cow can be a devastating experience.
Yeah.
Can cost you a bunch of money. Yeah. Now, horse, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you don't want to lose your horse, but
horses tend to explode, though, when you hit them. I mean, seriously. They're different than if you hit a cow, it's pretty much just a dead cow laying there. If you hit a horse, it's like blood, guts, and sinew everywhere. I mean, it is terrible.
Yeah, I heard it's sticky.
I don't know.
Don't they make glue out of horses?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so sticky. It was a sticky situation. A sticky situation. All right, our number 272-9228. So if you...
But anyhow, all clear now. Horse removed.
The mayor has taken
care
of it.
A few bits of sinew left on the
road.
Is
that in the PJ? Because that is just north of Pentlala Creek. Is that technically the
PJ?
That
is in the PJ.
That's what I thought. I lived in the PJ. I lived in the next house north of Pentlala Creek. In fact, I hope my wife's not listening. Oh, God.
Oh, her lake was back this weekend. I almost sent you a text.
Dave, we live in a house.
Took a picture of it.
Our bedroom window overlooks a cattle field. Probably 400 yards to Pentlala Creek. Nothing between us and the creek but a cattle field and some power lines. And the cows would come right up to the bedroom. Sometimes they would go down by the creek, you know, look in. What's all that noise?
What's going on in here?
One day she looks out. It had been raining for a few days. She goes, I didn't know there was a pond out there. How long has that lake been there? And I was like, what? And I looked out the bedroom window and I said, it's Pentlala Creek. She's like, I know, but the lake. I was like, it's flooded. That's Pentlala Creek. It tickled me.
It was out of the banks because we actually, in downtown Pentlala, we got 4 inches of rain.
Downtown Pentlala?
Yeah.
Mosley's?
Mosley's store.
Yeah.
And the creeks were way out of the banks this weekend.
Well, I tell you, it was something. I knew I needed to move from Pentlala when I walked in my bedroom one day and there was a spider no less than the size of my bare hand on my bedroom pillow.
Yeah, it's wolf spider.
Yeah. I sucked it up with a portable vacuum.
I would have burned the house down.
And then
y'all are so ridiculous.
I took my portable vacuum outside in case he escaped the clutches of the machine.
Because you knew that he would, because they're evil.
And they don't die. Have you ever tried to kill one?
Unkillable.
If you kill one, it's like hitting Goonies with water. They multiply at night.
That's gremlins.
Whatever. Well, Goonies, Goonies multiplying would be scary too, by the way.
That's true.
But yeah, no, it was absolutely. See, I have seen one movie, Dave. Gremlins.
I thought if you fed them after midnight, they multiply.
Don't they get mean or something?
No, if you feed them after midnight, they turn into gremlins. But if you get them wet, they multiply.
Yeah, Gizmo. We had a Boston Terrier named Gizmo.
Terrifying. Red Top, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
I hate to interrupt this deep conversation.
The only reason I did all that was because you were on hold, and you always say that because we always have some inane conversation. So I looked over and I saw Red Top, and I thought, Time to tell a Pit Lala story.
Yes, yes. Well put, sir. And by the way, the small spiders is the one you need to be scared of. The big ones usually aren't a problem.
I'm scared of all spiders, so I am also scared of the small ones.
Nuke them all from space.
You better be.
Yeah. I've been by the moon.
Got Black Widow by twice last year, and damn it, it was not.
You did?
Yes, sir. Ugh. And I got them cutting shrubs in my yard. So I wear long sleeves every time I cut shrubs. Both times I felt it when it happened. I got the bullseye. I got a fever. Damn it, it ain't no fun. So be careful cutting those shrubs, guys.
All right.
I have a question.
I hear you.
Yeah, think about that. And it really surprised me. And damn it, it hurt, and it took a long time to go away. Damn, we're talking 3 weeks for that blackout bullseye to go away. Let me ask y'all about the app, the News and Views app, or the whole thing.
All right.
Once I get an app, say I don't want an app anymore. Not that I would not want your
you
app.
You hold your finger on the app, you just statically hold your finger on it for like 3 seconds, and it'll start shaking and give you an X in the top left corner of the app.
Just hit it, and
just
it'll
click that
it.
X, and the app is gone forever. You got to re-download
right?
it. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be in your download history, so if you ever go back to the App Store, you just have to re-download it. You don't have to purchase it.
I see. This goes for everybody's apps?
Most everybody's apps, yeah.
Okay. Red Top.
All third-party apps. But some of the native apps to iPhone, you can't erase. But even some of the native apps, you can. But, yeah, mm-hmm. all third-party apps can be erased.
Did you just get a smartphone, Red Top?
No. But I'm smarter than to get a bunch of apps that I can never get rid of.
Now, are you on
and
an iPhone?
Have somebody be listening and looking at my phone the rest of my damn life. That's what I'm talking
are
about.
Are you on an iPhone?
Of course.
Okay.
No, I'm on a Samsung. It's a
smartphone. I don't know how to get rid of apps on a Samsung. I use a real phone.
Well, I just get the feeling.
There's a way you can do it, though.
Allegedly.
Because definitely NSA monitors everybody's apps.
100%.
100%.
You just got to be aware of it. Who cares?
You know the NSA listens to this program.
Of course they do.
I know.
They know who you are. They know your real name. They don't know your
Red
Top.
Yeah, boy, good. They ain't got much to get right here, buddy.
They know you got 7 pot plants in your backyard.
No, I'm smarter than that, too.
They're in the neighbor's backyard.
See you in Attica, Red Top.
Pardon me?
Nothing. See you in Attica.
Oh, no, you ain't going to see me in no damn prison.
They're in the bathroom.
I get the feeling you get an app and it never gets rid of you.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes.
Basically. That's a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah. It could happen.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All I need to know, guys. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Enjoy the show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
But our apps can always be deleted.
Who would want to delete?
It's got your a 0% deletion history. Never been deleted, ever.
Ever.
Because who listens, Barry?
Everybody.
Including the former Terrence Trent D'Arby, who now goes by something else. And has never been able to top this song, which is peak Terrence Trent D'Arby.
And never will be.
Wonderful.
We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC cleaned and tuned up.
Since my AC drove my power bill up last summer by running all the time and struggles keeping my house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and no matter how old or how new your system is, it will help your AC run more efficiently and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in the spring is affordable and will help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Good point. And don't let a clogged AC drain flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring. Checking and flushing your drain is part of our multi-point AC tune-up inspection.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Virgins in heaven, says Prince. He already took care of that.
Tough luck, you smelly Muslims out there.
Dave cannot believe what he hears on this program.
Oh, I can believe it. Just, you know, maybe wouldn't say it.
Well.
You mean co-host over there?
Yeah.
I thought you were the chairman.
I am the chairman.
Well, apparently not. You're co-host.
You can still be that.
He's a chair. He's sitting in it.
Ooh.
Sitting in a chair as we speak.
Okay.
If he wants a new bathroom, he can call Bath Innovations of Alabama. BathInnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama. Guys, I'm telling you, don't overlook the acrylic products at Bath Innovations of Alabama. Call them and ask them about the acrylic. I just got a call the other day from one of our listeners who said, already have Bath Innovations at our house. How'd they do it so quickly? Guys, they come in one day and measure. It takes about an hour. They measure, sit down, talk with you. You pick out some of their glorious products. And then they get it custom made and bring it back like a week later, and they're only in there a day or two. They don't just put acrylic over all your stuff either. They take it all the way down to the studs. They examine the foundation of the floor, the foundation of the walls, and everything else, and then they put everything in.
And that is so important, because I've seen some of these other companies that do the bath redos,
yeah,
and they do a cap. They'll go in and just cap your tile, and
yep,
it looks beautiful when they finish. 2 or 3 years from then, it's pulling away from the walls. You got water getting back behind all,
yep,
that mess.
It's awful. Bath Innovations doesn't do that. They do it the right way. They take everything out. They take it all the way to the studs. They have shower seat options. They have all the different... I mean, there's so many things you can do. It is incredible what they're able to do. And that acrylic, guys, it's basically indestructible. You just wipe it off with a cloth. And it's brand new looking every single day. Stays that way forever. Bath Innovations of Alabama, bathinnovations.com. Check them out, 271-2723. 271-2723. The showroom's right there on the East Boulevard, right where Cronier's Jewelry is, right there on the East Boulevard. Go by there, pick out some stuff, talk to the folks, and get them at your house right away. 271-2723.
You should get them to remodel your van.
I need an acrylic van. I need some acrylic seats in my van.
Exactly.
My kids have broken everything in my van. If you're wondering what he's talking about, we're talking about that during the break. Nothing in the van works.
That's what kids do.
Yeah. We were playing volleyball out at AUM the other day, and one of the kids
got... And they just started using the van as the net?
Well, one of the kids got frustrated and went and locked himself in the van, and then laid on the horn.
They're like, joke's on you, this window doesn't work, so...
And I thought, yeah, the horn's going to break, too.
That's something my kids would do.
But, I mean, I think both of them volleyball court and the van are not close to each other.
Right.
You could barely hear the horn, but everybody up in the parking lot was looking like, what the hell's going on in the van? Yeah, whatever. At least the horn works. You know, he hadn't broken
right?
it yet. He hadn't broken it yet. UAB medical experts on alert about measles outbreak. Everyone in Alabama is about to die because somebody in another state has measles. Three of the four states bordering Alabama have at least one measles case, which means...
It's an epidemic.
Everyone in Alabama is going to die imminently. There are now 626 cases of measles spread across 22 states. Jeepers creepers. I don't know what to tell you.
It's the measles.
It's a rash. Get over yourselves. And if you get the measles, you'll never get the measles again. If you get the vaccine, you'll be... susceptible to, I mean, everyone in here in the studio, probably except me because I had to get revaccinated in my 20s, but probably every one of you is not immune to the measles.
I don't think you got a measles vaccine.
Well, if you did, you got it so long ago, yeah. It's worn off by now.
Yeah, I mean.
But, yeah, I mean.
See, I'm 45.
You don't have any antibodies to it.
I don't remember.
I think I got vaccinated from measles.
Which, that is why when people say if you've been vaccinated, why do you need to be worried about diseases again, because it wears off.
It does wear off. But why are we only worried about the kids? If this was a true epidemic and it was going to kill everybody, the adults need to be lined up getting measles shots too. The reality is it's propaganda. Claire.
Good morning.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
Better now that you've called.
Well, thanks. Two things. Number one, how is Jack?
Jack is doing much, much better. He is recovering and on his way to getting back upright in short order.
Good. Tell him we miss him. Tell him I miss him.
No, I'll pass it along.
Okay, number two, I just want to make sure I haven't been able to listen much to your show this week.
But
I want to make sure that people in Elmore County knew that we have to vote on rescinding that property tax.
Yeah.
Or not.
Are you yay or nay?
I'm nay.
Okay. Any particular reason? I'm curious. We've had this discussion.
I'm against any tax.
Well, the tax is going to be the same either way.
Well, they say that, but I...
See, Dave, this is why...
Allegedly.
This is why they shouldn't have robocalled the whole county.
I mean...
They alerted everyone in the county there was a tax coming. If they had just scared the kids, had the kids go home and scare the parents would have all voted yes, and they would have gotten their way. But then they robocalled the whole county, and now everybody's up in arms and thinking there's adding a new tax. I don't care if you vote yes or no. I have no dog in this fight. And I...